something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
It ain't me, Duval. It's y'all. Okay, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 1st is going to Gabrielle Luviano. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Gabrielle Luviano. He's from Southwest Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? Say it with me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today is no exception. See, Gabrielle is in Southwest Florida impersonating law enforcement. And I can't stand folks who impersonate law enforcement. Even here in the tri-state area, especially in Jersey, you got these people who be riding around with the red and blue emergency lights. Envy, you told me once there's a way to tell if the emergency lights are actual law enforcement. What is it?
Or usually blue lights are firefighters. Those are the usually ones that they use when they fake it. But and then when it's red, it's usually police officers. So red and blue is police officers. Remember somebody tried to rob me like that? They tried to pull me over using one of those police lights?
So it's the red and blue. I thought it was a light in the middle, too. You said it's a...
Well, they spin, so when they spin, you don't know what's in the middle.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I don't know if Gabrielle was actually impersonating law enforcement or if Gabrielle was just looking for a good time. What do you mean, Charlamagne? You don't know if he was impersonating law enforcement or just looking for a good time? Let's go to NBC News 2 for the report, please.
Southwest Florida man is accused of impersonating a police officer, all because of his white Chevy truck outfitted with red and blue flashing lights, even has decals that make it look like a U.S. Border Patrol vehicle. But instead of saying Border Patrol, it says Booty Patrol.
Meet the man behind the Booty Patrol, Gabriel Lovano.
He's the proud owner of this tricked-out Chevy pickup truck.
I was just bored, you know, just to have fun, you know.
So far, it's just been fun and games for the 18-year-old from Bradenton. But after an event in Arcadia, he met a DeSoto County deputy who wasn't laughing.
So as soon as I pull out of the event, a cop pulls me over.
Deputy's writing him this ticket for improper display in his rims, including the prohibited red and blue lights. His fine, $113.
Lots of people like it. Some people hate it.
While this is his first ticket he's received, Gabriel says he doesn't plan on writing any fake ones. Reporting local in DeSoto County, Gage Golding, NBC 2.
Buoy Patrol?
How can you not love Florida? Drop on the clues bombs for Florida.
Oh, my God.
The man Gabriel is riding around in a car he calls the Booty Patrol because he said it's the closest you could get the Border Patrol and still have to be in it. Gabriel, you a damn lie. You could have said Burger Patrol, Barber Patrol, Bingo Patrol, Basket Patrol, Banana Patrol. You chose Booty on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you was doing. Okay, Booty Patrol is very specific. All right, that actually would be an amazing TV show. Remember Reno 911? Remember that show used to come on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
That was about all the police officers.
That was funny.
They could do a partially scripted, like unscripted comedy series called Booty Patrol. Just hilarious. You got a good eye for talent. If you could do the casting for the Booty Patrol comedy series, who would star in it, Just Hilarious?
Dwight Howard.
Oh
boy.
Yeah. Saucy Santana.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Newly recruited DJ Academics.
You gotta stop.
Or Wayne Brady, either one. You know.
Stop.
Wow.
Bobby Lights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can see that. That's all I got right now. That's all you got right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that's a good casting.
Andrew Gillum. We can't leave.
Girl, stop right now.
Cut it out. I know. That was your friend. You know, I know that's your friend, but I'm sorry. Good TV.
I like that casting. That's a good round of applause. Good casting. Good casting. If you're in the Booty Patrol, your uniform comes with assless chaps. All right? The same pants Prince used to wear. Cheeks just out. They got penis-shaped pistols. All right? When they hit the siren on the squad car, it sounds like this.
Don't put Lil Wayne in that. Like a cop car.
When they're in danger, they are trained to not shoot first and bust everywhere. We appreciate that. Instead, they are highly trained to pull out their long nightsticks and beat it up. They fully support the stop and frisk policy and will enforce it on you when need be. And the regular police motto is to protect and serve. The Booty Patrol motto comes from the great black philosopher John Shaft. What is their motto, Red?
It's my duty to please that booty.
That's right.
You sound like you would be a good director of this show. You got it all figured out.
I'm a director. You're going to cast.
He would be the captain.
Okay. And we both going to EP. All right. Please give Gabrielle Luviano the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Could you imagine the Booty Patrol behind you? You would get so nervous.
Right. Yo, if they pull up, if they only arrest from behind, if they only pull up from behind, it's crazy.
I just got a text from the president of the Fat Lives Matter community.
What he saying?
He says the Booty Patrol is downstairs in me. They got a warrant for your arrest.
Oh.
They want you to come out with your face down and your ass up.
Oh, wow. That was so corny. Like, you really built the suspense up just
It was trash.
I thought we was in trouble. I thought I cursed. I thought something happened.
It was trash.
He may have fun with these booty stories.
Do you want to do a citizen's arrest, Charlamagne?
Yeah.
No. I do not want to do a citizen arrest. I want the Booty Patrol to come do their job. Okay.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with this place?
Doing their job for them.
All right. BT, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, BT.
Peace, BT.
Everybody else. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's so corny.
It's horrible. Guy called him today and said he was so funny on The Daily Show last night.
Yes.
And then he does this. I don't know. All right, anyway.
I thought it was hilarious.
Just Fix My Mess is up next. If you're having relationship problems or any type of problems, you need some advice, Jess is here to help you out. 800-585-1051. Just Fix My Mess. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.